Bite Down Little Whisper. 1. The sky cradles an absent blood, silence of washed veins through the trees, bloodlines flushed out and carried away, hematic glyphs written once in the air and erased. We are stained by the invisible in the lowering day, by the arterial blush of the world. Meanwhile, the ghosts of our fallen hair rise up to heaven. Our shed skin follows us through room after room. Meanwhile, our thin eyelids open and close. Our home disappears and reappears as the sum of our vacant ontology. Pale ache beneath our tongues. Pale metaphysics. The land that is nowhere, that is our true home. I use these words as talismans, shining syllables to hang in the branches for luck, for chimes when the wind returns. 2. Late hours among the weeds, grass top heavy with exoskeletons, film noir and animal weights, cats beginning to head out across fields, dusk banked up against their fur like dark birds, a maggot with a gondola's long shine over water, skimming the surface of a mouse lying in the brome, a doe standing still in the acquittal of light, each leg holding a pre-solar energy and a mouthful of air. And we're there most days as witnesses, pressing our headaches against window panes, watching and waiting for time to gather us in, waiting for strange brushstrokes across our hearts, our hands just out of reach, our sight laid low in the guise, death filling in the blanks as holy writ and a steady grace. Nothing profane, microorganisms written as sacred text on the painted tissue of things as they curl, as they die and are assimilated, curl and fall. 3. The end of the day is a tapestry of one thread laid flat across the landscape, a thin string pulling sparrows up and over black hills. Evening comes, dharma of bruised lips blowing out the candles, loosening light and time around the heart, so that night is a brief hurt among the illuminations, and sleep is an anatomy lesson without a body. 4. Midnight or thereabouts, clouds gathering like pressed flowers in a weightless book. A few stars on black paper, a few missing. Among pine trees I've built a small life, a temporary narrative. Ogham cuts in solitude, my fire swaying, deepening nature's blush, night's drift carrying that shine away. A night with a bad tooth in its jaw, the ache snug between ferns, a whisper of pain, telegenic among hawk's beard and groundsel, among intercessions of the vetchling. There is no metaphor for such inflictions, so bite down, little whisper. Black incisor, right there where the inaccessible meets stillness, where yesterday's words draw the light in. Bite down and sit tight, just there where my fingers look for solitude in the landscape, along mossy stitches in the wood, along jinx and orifice, dung and honey, where our shudders first ruptured into language. Language into deeper sleep. 5. Camo of deep woods, black and gray, double dyed on quietude, tincted with shadows of coyotes blading by, eviscerators flat against the breeze, hunter and hunted bloodied, processional, Vedic lip sync of teeth on flesh. If the slayer thinks that he slays, and the slain thinks that he is slain, neither knows the ways of truth. So bite down, little whisper, right there, where we live layered between form and formlessness, where words from the Upanishads are like bedclothes laid on the living and the dead. Neither knows the way of truth. I kneel to this every time, without knowing why. On nights like this, it gives me comfort. On nights when I would rather be a rabbit orbiting a celestial hunger, lost in the clover's gravitational pull, or one of those crows high in the branches above me, just out of God's reach, splinters of sleep passing through their bodies, each feather trembling in its separate dream, each shiver holding 12 skies. 6. I tend my fire, a little lip at flame's end, a little curl of speech turned to smoke and ash, something redemptive in the burning wood, almost spoken of in the moment, almost heard, moon rising, white cathedral where we all eventually go to pray. our only church when we try to hush the dog and hush the rose, listening for improvisations of the one silence, one emptiness, ear to stone. I tend my fire, a little galaxy at flame's end, a little curl of side real time turned to smoke and ash, burning dry sticks and branches, a reclusive iconography, melancholia and its sacrament, drear and aura, drowse of the absolute somewhere above me, cloistered and nodding off among microbes, among changelings and starvelings, incessantly drifting, little fadeaways on their deep journeys through the Virga, seated beneath the overhang of pine boughs, my grief and ignorance want for nothing, feed off an absence, autolytic and bittersweet, feed off a synaptic loss, that space between two words, where our souls will finally be tonsured and nail-clipped, our hearts sewn shut over our eyes. Tonight I bow my head. Tonight the darkness bows back at me from its shining abyss. Meanwhile, a chrysalis retools its enzymes. Meanwhile, grasses grow along the deer path, each a copy of a beautiful mother.